I know a lot of people are celebrating St. Patrick's Day today, but there's going to be more celebrations as we get to the premiere night for Top Chef in Milwaukee. Yeah. And Mark, I'm sure you're going to how many viewing parties?
I will be at a couple of them. There's no doubt about it. And I'm sure you're like on the edge of your seat. It's a huge deal for the city. You think about, you know, all the hype for this, all the things that went on here last fall, and now it's going to happen. We're going to get to see the opening episode. It's actually shot at one of our local restaurants with a couple local judges involved. And this is great for the city. And, you know, kind of one thing I've been talking about, this is great for us, but even more so, it's great for our image. It's great for our restaurant scene. Think about it. If you're living in Atlanta, you're living in Florida, you're living in California, and you like to travel, after the show, you may say, hey, I want to come to Milwaukee. I didn't know that Milwaukee had a great restaurant scene. We've all known that, but I don't think everyone else across the country does. So this is a great chance to be in the spotlight. I think this is going to show Milwaukee very well. It's going to show our chefs very well, show our city very well. So just a lot of excitement, a lot of energy. And Libby, I know you are, as I said, you've got your glass of wine, you got your hors d'oeuvres, and you're ready to go, aren't you?
All I can tell you is I've been getting myself prepared because I have been watching past seasons of Top Chef on demand.
Doesn't it kind of excites you to see that? Just seeing the shows and seeing where they were filmed, I've seen some of the promos and stuff. There's the Art Museum, there's the Skyline, there's the Milwaukee River. It's a great showing, and it looks nice. It looks really nice.
Well, and it's a quality show, and to have the spotlight on our city is just amazing. And I know as we get into the season, you may have a few more tidbits you'll want to share with us, but I'm not going to ask you yet.
I'm just going to keep that hanging out there. I just talked to so many people who were involved and so many people who saw them out and about, and the energy and excitement was so much fun. And I just think it's great for the city. I think as we talk about the RNC and kind of what it means long term, you can't overlook what's going to happen with this show long term in terms of the economic impact.
All right, well, let's talk about something else long term, and that is the controversial I-94 widening project. We all want more lanes, but nobody wants the inconvenience.
Well, I would say we all know what we all don't. I wouldn't say we all want more lanes. There's actually a group, you know, this is an amazing project happening for a long time. I would say it's controversial would be an understatement. Now it has approval to move ahead to add lanes in both the east and west between 16th and 74th, I believe. So this is a big deal, but a very strong opposition who does not want the expansion, wants the state to look at whether there's environmental issues, impact on neighborhoods, impact on the brewers, whether there's transit options. So I would be shocked if it's not in court at some point.
And what about the cemetery?
That's another issue that has to be worked through. So there's a lot of issues here, but the key thing for the people who want this is you need to improve the lanes. You need to improve the efficiency of the lanes. You know, there's a lot of truck traffic for the entire state runs on that freeway as you head out to Madison, you head out to the western part of the state, northern part of the state. So there is a real need for this in their eyes. There's a lot of opposition here. It's supposed to start construction in 25. We'll see if that happens. We'll see if this ends up in court. I'd be shocked if it's not in court.
Well, and let's look at more construction and development, and that's at the Johnson Control site on East Michigan Street downtown. What are they looking at doing, and when might that begin?
You know, this one will be our largest redevelopment effort underway downtown. After the Couture, after the Heinz Project in the Third Ward, there's a large site right off of Michigan, right in the heart of the city, right now occupied by Johnson Controls, but is owned by a real estate firm who's now going to redevelop it as of October 1st of this year when the firm will leave there. But what they're looking at, Libby, is housing, retail, maybe a hotel, mixed use, large site redevelopment, heart of the city, on the hop route, just a really great site and kind of more activity. You know, we've been talking a lot over the past few months about all that's going on in the city, whether it's the Heinz Couture, the project on the river with the Marcus Center. There's a lot happening and there's a lot more to come. And this will be the largest one over the next couple of years.
Speaking of things that are coming, you've got the RNC. You mentioned that before. Yes. We saw a little bit of the inconvenience that having the President of the United States in town for less than 24 hours.
Seemed like he was here for like 3 days. He just wouldn't leave. I was like, come on, Joe. You got to go back to work.
But related to that, you had a roundtable this week with the Milwaukee Business Journal. You asked executives, what are they going to do with their employees during the RNC when we are going to see massive traffic situations?
This one will be interesting because you think the obvious answer is for them to have their employees stay home and work virtually because it's so easy now. But what we're hearing from them and what we're hearing from the leaders of the city is, no, we want people to be around. We want people to be on the streets. We want people to be in the offices because what you want to see as all these people come into town, you want to see an active city. You want to see a lot of friendly people. The one thing we heard from Cleveland is what worked for them was having their residents everywhere, helping out, offering tips on restaurants, just being friendly, saying hi to the visitors, showing a real active downtown. So what we heard from a lot of CEOs is, we're going to have the band have them involved in everything. We need this to be great. We need this to really show off the city. And one way for that to happen is for everyone to be involved. We can't just go all leave the city for that week. We can't just not be involved. So that's something that a lot of people are going to do, and I think it'll be fun to watch.
Now, finally, let's talk about Kohl's. They had their earnings announced this week. They're changing their merchandising. Tell us what the details of that are, and is this the future for Kohl's?
This is interesting. Probably 3 years ago when you and I talked about Kohl's, we talked about how they're going to more leisure wear, right? Everybody was staying home and just wearing sweats, wearing their sweatshirts and their casual clothes. So that's where Kohl's went. Now that a lot of people are back in the office 3 or 4 days a week, Kohl's is going more to the office wear, what all of us now wear in the office as a return. So Kohl's is kind of adapted to that. Kohl's is doing okay. I've kind of talked long-term how Kohl's has struggled on the web, has really trying to evolve into that national firm that they want to be in terms of their website. So they still have a lot of work to do. They had a lot of success with the Amazon partnership with Sephora, doing things now with Babies R Us. So they've tried to do that. Long-term, though, Kohl's, I think, really just has to see who they are and just kind of grow with that. And this will be one to be interesting to watch. You know, it's a tough retail scene. You know, as you and I have talked for many years, online retail has changed the world, and Kohl's has to see how that's going to work for them.
Have any big plans for St. Patrick's Day?
You know, I got to have corned beef. I'm a huge fan of corned beef. I'm going to go to the Bucks and Suns this afternoon, you know, because that's kind of Irish, right? The Bucks game, well, not really. But
well, you'll be wearing green.
And, of course, I will. And then, of course, what do I do on almost every Sunday? I play pickleball, of course. So it's going to be pickleball. It's kind of Irish, I think, isn't it? No, I don't know. Well, I'm sure someone in our group is Irish. Vince is Irish. So there you go.
Hey, Mark, have a happy St. Patrick's Day.
Always good to talk to you, Libby, and I'll talk to you next week.